sure, Precious. My fourth sister, Stupid Grandma Precious, really should have a podcast now, and it should be Juicy Sweet.
Wait, I'm lapsing into Stitch. Go on before I fall apart over here.
This week's episode of The Ramen Noodle is brought to you in part by GoToMeeting with HD Faces and by Beans, the camping gift that keeps on giving. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 129.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to the award-nominated The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast, where we give you seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
And I'm Jenny.
And it is true, we have been award nominated. Now, technically, that goes for any podcast that was nominated for an award, regardless of whether they're a finalist or even if they win an award. But technically, any podcast that was nominated for anything could say they're award nominated.
Even podcasts that don't exist yet.
Exactly.
What?
Like the award nominated Fleegon podcast.
Yeah, it's an honor just to be nominated.
But it's true. We are very, very surprisingly, wait, I shouldn't act so well. We're honored that we are in the finalists for the comedy podcast at the Podcast Awards. So please vote for us every day starting November 1st through November 15th. You can vote for us over at podcastawards.com. Vote for The Ramen Noodle under comedy. Vote for Once Podcast under entertainment. And vote for The Audacity to Podcast under technology. Three of our podcasts are in for the awards. And we would love it if you would vote for us over there since we're finalists. It's such an honor to be a finalist in the category and representing the clean comedy in the category.
We're so clean.
We're so clean.
We're so funny.
You can check us out on the website over at cleancomedypodcast.com and subscribe to us, rate us, and review us on iTunes and all of that stuff over there at cleancomedypodcast.com. Let's get into the stuff for this episode now that Jeremy is awake.
Why did you clap?
Because you were falling asleep.
I'm going to clap you in irons.
Like clap on, clap off.
Stop.
Clap
before
on,
you hit
clap
the registered
on,
trademark.
Oh,
right. Wouldn't that be awful if they made like clap on, clap off handcuffs?
I thought you were going to say if they made clapping trademarked.
Oh, that would be
that
horrible.
Would be weird.
The applause that wins you millions.
An entire audience was arrested today for copyright infringement on a mass scale
for clapping without written permission.
Oh my goodness, that'd be ridiculous.
Yep.
But before we go on to anything else, let me tell you about our sponsor, GoToMeeting with HD Faces, brought to you by Citrix. Meetings are unfortunately essential to the way we work, but it's unfortunate because meetings are so hard to schedule with people being all over the place. But meetings are sometimes where great creativity happens and you figure out problems and all of this. But with your people all spread out all over the place, getting them together for a meeting is really hard. So that's why I recommend you use GoToMeeting with HD Faces, because it is not hard. It allows you to meet with clients, colleagues, coworkers, wherever they are, so you can have this compelling, creative meeting online. You can even now host a meeting from your iPad, so no need to lug around your desktop computer if you're traveling. You can now host a meeting on your iPad. This is brand new, so check it out. GoToMeeting is awesome. It's super easy and really easy for you to use, easy for your participants to use. Try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. Remember, use the promo code PODCAST. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing. Thank you, Citrix, for your support. Well, let's share some of the funny stuff from the past week.
From the past week?
Yes.
Because there hasn't been a week this week. What are you talking about?
For Jeremy, it's been 2 weeks.
It has.
For Jenny and I, it's been one week since Jeremy wasn't here for episode 128.
I thought we were sharing camping stories.
We are. Yeah, so...
But we didn't go camping last week.
Camping stories are our featured story. And like all of those featured stories, because we've got voicemails from people, we've got emails from people, and we've got our own stories all about camping. That's what we're talking about this episode.
I just didn't understand.
But now we've got funny stuff that happened within the last week. And Jeremy's face right now is kind of funny. It looks like if you took a rabbit, mixed it with a pit bull, and then smashed its nose in a wall a bit more... And then put a human face over it. That's what Jeremy's face looked like.
Did it again, Jeremy. Am I getting stuck?
The process is rather expensive. So I'll start off. There are two things that I have to share with you. One is I made a decision for the sake of my butt recently.
Oh, dear. Mm-hmm. What kind of story is this?
It's a clean one. I have decided.
Oh, please.
Now I just feel like I have to keep singing it. To change the position of my wallet.
You still are back in the days of keeping your wallet there. I mean in your back pocket.
Sometimes you have to put things behind you, but this time, whenever we're in a place where I, in the least, feel my security is a bit lower, I would often move my wallet from my back pocket to my front pocket because it's a lot harder to pick someone's pocket when they're wearing jeans if it's their front pocket. Jeans, I can barely get my own hand in there, let alone anyone else would be able to pick pocket
what
from.
What are you even talking
anyway,
about right
so,
now?
So I now... have my wallet in my front pocket instead of my back pocket, and my butt is thanking me for this because
what's it doing there, girl? Or maybe it would sound a little different.
I don't want to address this.
It's a whole lot more comfortable, and when my butt is happy, I'm happy.
Oh my.
So now I can
me
sit,
too
I
Why is it so quiet?
I just want to let that awkwardness sink in.
It's only awkward if you make it awkward, which is why I do as much as possible.
So I can now sit upright and my butt is much more comfortable.
You say it like it's an accomplishment for you to sit upright.
Well, it is.
Yeah, I used to have to lean a little bit.
Oh, goodness.
And I would always go through this thing of trying to empty my wallet of as much stuff as possible, like bare minimum cards, credit cards, business cards,
no doubt,
whatever cards.
Now, where did you say you moved it to?
My front pocket.
Okay, that makes a whole lot more sense. And I wish that you had shared with me this frustration years ago because I could have enlightened you to the ways of not wallet sitting. You at least have to have two wallets of equal size.
Oh, yeah. But then it's like makes me sit higher than I'm used to, and it still wouldn't be too comfortable.
Because you'd have a tall posterior?
Although...
It's like platform shoes for your rump.
Why?
Horrid. Horrid. Is this almost over?
Yes, that one was over. So, my butt's happier. The other thing that happened recently... We went up to visit my parents to have an early Thanksgiving. So we've already had our turkey for Thanksgiving and stuffing and all of that stuff. So we went up this past weekend to visit my family. And while we were there, my dad decided to take all of us to a local entertainment place that had like stuff in it, go-karts and... bumper cars and inflatables and all kinds of things like that. So while we're there, my dad apparently leaves his... Jeremy, would you like to speak?
No.
Would you like to breathe?
I'm just going to plug the chat room.
We're just tripping over the chat room.
You definitely got to join us live on Wednesday nights.
Yeah.
At 6 p.m. Eastern.
Just like Cow, Dogs with a Mustache, Roses Dance, and Ellie Active, Aussie Bloke, Mystery Cat, me, Jeremy, August, and Goldfish.
Every once in a while. It's a great little community, and every once in a while, something so awkward happens, I just can't keep myself quiet, even when I'm trying.
You make us giggle, so come make us giggle. It's fun.
And Cow is in there.
I did. I said Cow. Okay.
Cow.
Anyway. Yeah, we do this live every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. Eastern time over at, noodle.mx/live.
Daniel, you're not in the chat room.
Yeah, I am. I just haven't chatted in a while.
Oh.
So anyway, back to my story. Thank you for that interrupted plug. My dad left his phone at this place, this go-kart place, this entertainment center where there is a lot of loud noise there. And he left his phone. But thankfully, my dad is a little bit paranoid about certain things of technology. So I think he has 5 antivirus apps running on his Android phone. But one of them is the app that you can log in to a browser and find the phone, which is great. So while we're driving in the car and trying to figure out where his phone is, we try to call it. We call home, have my mom look around for it, can't find it. So I'm trying to load this up on my phone and end up having to use my sister-in-law's iPhone in order for it to work because something just wasn't working on my phone. So I used her phone. And there are a couple options that this little app has. One is that it can show us where the phone is. So that was pretty easy. It showed us the coordinates and we could tell, oh yeah, that's back at the place we just left. So the phone was dropped there. The other thing it can do is it can make the phone scream. And it every time you see the area, like where it tells you, just before you press the button and even after you press the button, it says, warning, this is very loud.
Oh, dear.
It will scream for 60 seconds. I thought, oh, this will be great because, it can do this. Someone will find it and then I'll just call it and someone will hopefully pick up and say, yeah, we've got your phone here. So I make it scream. I call it, nothing happens. So I think, oh, well, it's probably a bit of a noisy place. So I'll wait about 10 minutes, make it scream again.
Well, when you say scream,
I don't know what it actually sounds like.
You should, we should find out what it sounds like.
I don't have the app installed on my phone. So if I lose my phone, I'll have no idea where it is, but that's okay.
Install it. I want to hear a screaming Android.
A screaming Android.
Perhaps it inflicts pain.
Well,
on the phone.
It is apparently very loud. So I decide that, okay, no one's picking up. They must not have found it yet. So I'll just make it scream every 5 minutes or so and then try and call it right after that. And then we eventually get through to the place and I ask them, have you found this phone? And then they call me back later and say, yeah, we found it. It'll be at the front desk. So my dad goes back, picks it up, and they said something like, yeah, it was making this really loud scream and it wouldn't stop.
They really said that?
Yeah, it was something like that. That they said it was loud.
And it wouldn't stop.
That's great. I was like, oh, great. He's going to say they got there and it had been smashed into little pieces.
This thing, now, it uses the description scream, and the people use the description scream. They didn't say siren or anything like that. They said scream.
Wondering what that sounded like.
Yeah, I might install this while one of you guys are talking. But one of the places this probably could have been left is on the go-kart track. So imagine if this thing actually sounds like a human scream.
Oh, going around and around and around. Especially if you dropped it in the little car.
It's very possible it was in one of the go-karts. And yeah, while someone is driving,
what?
They suddenly hear this. Whatever the sound the phone
I didn't know
made.
I had a passenger.
I just ran over someone. They're okay. They're still screaming, though. And that means they're alive.
Somebody's chasing me. Screaming.
I can't get away from it. I wonder if anyone, if it was in a go-kart, I wonder if anyone crashed.
Oh, my.
It's okay. The go-karts, they're rather safe. And I could make mine slide around.
I did, too. It was so much fun.
But those are my random noodle updates. Jeremy, what have you got?
He has silence.
Awkward.
I have a memory lapse when it comes to humor in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, funnier stuff happens in 1 week than happens it's in 2 weeks.
It's true.
Hmm. So everybody, I'll give you Jeremy's email address. It is... message redacted.
That's because it included me tackling you.
Yeah. Well, then we'll come back to you if you come up with something.
It's flugon@nowhere.com.
Oh,
Jenny, what is your random noodle update?
Mine could be funny or it could be not, but I just had a camping story, so I kind of had to think of this one really fast. Daniel was referring to a trip that we took this past week. And when we got back, I dumped the suitcase on his side of the bed on the floor. And it stayed there until today. And it just, it's amazing to me how he steps around it.
You can tell I'm rubbing off on her. The fact that the suitcase and clothes have been on the floor for almost a week.
Oh, yeah.
And it's her luggage in it, too.
Yeah, it's my clothes that are in it.
Wow.
So, I mean, if stuff are in, like, baskets and suitcases, I don't feel as bad about leaving them on the floor. If they're, like, clothes laying on the floor, it's like, ah! If I actually do that.
Yeah. That's what the clothes do when you step on them. They let out this little scream. That's how you find your clothes. You go to a website, you type findmyclothes.com, and then you enter which wardrobe it is, and then it screams for you.
Oh my goodness.
Which is great if you hack into the clothes of someone who's actually wearing their clothes at the time.
Yeah, I don't have that installed in all of my clothes.
I think that came a little awkward.
Imagine if like several people in a church had this. And then someone hacked into the church
network. Oh, that'd be awesome. This needs to happen.
One of two things could happen.
There are a few prerequisites to this scenario.
One,
that are never going to happen.
It really depends on what denomination church this is. But one is that people could suddenly start trying to cast out demons from the clothing. The other thing that could happen is that the pastor, the preacher, might start getting all on fire preaching because he thinks that the people out there are really being motivated by this and really getting excited about the message that he's sharing about the tabernacle and, you know, how many cubits high something is supposed to be or another.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
You know, those riveting portions of scripture.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
That one was completely lost on you guys.
It wasn't lost.
I was still thinking about my suitcase on the floor.
And by the way, wouldn't it be easier to make people's phones scream than to make their clothes scream?
You know what? It's still there. I haven't done anything with it. My clothes are still in the suitcase. Well, I might have to get up right now and go fix that.
No, we'll finish the podcast first. And I'm still trying to install this app on my phone,
we
too.
We could turn this into a video podcast.
You need to sing a song, Jeremy.
We could go upstairs. And you could tell us why you packed each item that you packed. I'm sure that would be amusing.
Jeremy, do you have any random noodle updates to share yet?
Well, I think it's going to be more of a teaser because I found out about this guy who does these YouTube videos and it's funny. But the only one that my brother played for me was on a theme that is just on this podcast too often, and I don't want to play it.
Potty humor.
It kind of is. It's kind of funny, but it's just not happening tonight. I'm so sorry. Yeah, and I'm also not sorry. But I have a feeling this guy is comedy gold, so that is a teaser. So I am going to watch more of his videos and find one that is not pot. No.
Is this something that we need to have in the show notes for this episode over at cleancomedypodcast.com/129?
If you put it in the show notes, then you're going to have to play it right now.
What I'm doing right now is spoilers, but also just teasers for what I'm going to do next week. I'll probably also have a different story next week because more funny things happen in 1 week than in two.
That is true. Why is that? It's so weird.
Otherwise, it was just more of the same. Me going to work and making people think I've lost my mind.
Which is a very common occurrence, actually.
Well, see, I go crazy.
Both the going to the work and the losing of the mind.
True. My whole theory is that if I go to work, if I go to work on purpose, if I go crazy, they're synonymous. If I go crazy on purpose, I can come back from that. If it happens accidentally because I was holding on to my sanity too hard, no. It's, you know, that's just it.
Speaking of going crazy, I'll tell you one other little story that this is something I did on Twitter. I follow or I search Twitter for whenever anyone tweets about needing podcast cover art, because that's one of the special services that I offer for people, is I design custom podcast cover art for them. And I saw someone who tweeted something about needing podcast cover art design. So I replied to him and said, "Hey, I just met you. And this is crazy, but I design podcast cover art. Call me, maybe."
Oh my gosh.
Really? What did he respond?
He said, "Oh no, you didn't."
Wow. Yikes.
I may very well have a customer there. I told him I just couldn't help it.
That's awesome.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so that is enough of our random noodle updates. Let's get into half of which I've been doing while I'm trying to log into this stupid app on my phone.
Does that
phone.
Mean your phone's going to scream soon?
Stupid app on your smartphone?
It's an Android phone.
So I wouldn't call it a smartphone, dearie.
Well, it tries to be smart.
I wouldn't know. I'm a fan sometimes of dumb phones.
That's another thing I do. I have been imitating Rumpelstiltskin from Once Upon a Time more and more. It's approaching the level at which I used to imitate Strong Bad from HomestarRunner.com, which, as anybody who knew me back then can tell you, was actually something I nearly required treatment for.
Yeah.
It had to stop. And so Rumpelstiltskin, I think I learned my lesson back then, and so it's not that bad. But I said something to somebody, and it wasn't in the voice, but it was sort of in the cadence. And I'm trying to, I can't remember what I said, but it was like, I answered a question. It had this weird little upturn in it that was sort of impish, but I wasn't using his voice. But I was like, wow, I so could have just tacked on Deary to the end of that.
And you guys can't see it, but Jeremy has all like the mannerisms down of like his finger flicks and just his arm. It's disturbing.
But it fits very well because we do have an also award-nominated Once Upon a Time podcast over at oncepodcast.com.
It's gotten so that I'll say things to people and I'll just say a little bit, and even some of my coworkers will look at me and be like, "Deary." And they don't even watch the show necessarily. So, yeah.
Okay, I think I've got this working.
Oh dear,
now.
Is this going to scare us all?
It might, so I might put this like farther away from the mic.
Put it over there with Lucy, our dog.
I go put it by the dog.
She will freak out.
She probably will.
She might pee.
Oh no.
Okay, why don't you hold her?
Quick.
Here we go.
Put the towel down.
You know, I'm usually not a fan of doing things like this on the air.
Put the phone away. Put it away. Throw it.
Throw it!
Not there!
No!
It's too close.
Put it in the neighbor's yard.
Put it on
yard.
The top shelf over there, on the bookshelf. Far, far bookshelf. Okay, put it on the mantle.
All right.
Everybody knows we have a fireplace.
Okay, aww. Here we go.
That's the security
risk. It's about to scream. Hopefully this isn't too loud.
Watch, it's not going to work
I'm
at all.
I'm so scared.
It's... Ooh. It's gradually getting louder.
Oh, it's a siren. It's not a scream. It's a siren.
Lucy is looking at it like, what the heck is going on?
It's not that loud.
You're right. It's not very loud.
Oh, the light's flashing on the back of the screen.
It is a siren. It sounds like...
multicolored.
It looks like a police car.
I could hold this up on my window while I'm driving sometimes.
Oh, gosh. It's not that loud. It sounds like a security breach.
Oh, there's a little button on here that says stop screaming. That's nice. I wish kids had that button.
Oh, goodness. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
A mutual friend of ours used to have a ring on his phone that was a scream. It was like this low quality.
Oh, yeah.
Horrible scream. Every once in a while, I was just like, ah! From some corner of the office. We're like, what? What? Every single time his phone rang. And he just laughed and answered it. And I thought it was going to be more like that.
Well, so speaking of screaming, let's talk about camping, because that's our theme for this episode. Your camping stories, our camping stories. Unless Jeremy has some to add to it.
I told my epic camping story for an entire featured story, and people are just going to have to...
No way.
What happened?
Oh boy, this is going to be good, I can tell.
They're going to have to forget about your female voice and go download that old episode, which we will link to in the show notes.
You know, last week, because someone said something about the female voice, I guess it was Jenny, not me, but last week in the chat room, someone said, what is the deal with the screaming voice?
Screaming?
Or not the screaming voice. What's the deal with the screaming? Where's the off switch button? They said, what's the deal with the female voice thing? So you might have to explain that, because it's been a while.
No way.
Explain that.
It's...
Jeremy, was I supposed to actually do it? I don't know. We always played that sound clip, and... I don't know why I started saying it. I started accusing you of making that voice. And it's clearly a female voice. So I just started to say it every week, and it just became a thing. And it seemed like it actually offended you, but I didn't really care that much, because it was better to have an ongoing shtick than to have you with your feelings intact. Compassionate. Dairy.
And in our chat room, they're like, it's not Daniel? What? Anyway.
It's Ellen, a fish.
It's Ellen. Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen the fish.
Ellie.
Ellen DeGeneres.
The voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
It's no from, way.
Yeah. It's from a movie.
Finding Nemo.
I know what it was.
Nemo!
That was like a scream from a stinking phone.
That sounds like
you should stop.
A tropical bird.
Kevin. Yeah, he's a tropical bird. Anyway.
A tropical big bird.
We've got some camping stories to share with you, and also your camping stories that you've shared with us. So let's start, Jenny darling, with our camping story.
Okay.
Jenny had been saying for years... Like the 2 years that we've been married.
Yes, I was about to say, it's just barely years, as in plural.
She has been saying, I want to go camping. I want to go camping. I want to go camping. Like waking up in the middle of the night sometimes.
I want to go camping.
And go, there's a spider. Hey, Daniel, I want to go camping. Spider.
Whatever.
Not quite to that extreme. But she was asking to go camping a lot. So this year I said that, in celebration of our anniversary, we would go camping.
I was thrilled.
I made her a promise. And as the season was getting colder and colder, I was realizing it's going to be more difficult to keep this promise, because a lot of things that I was trying for, a lot of plans I had, kept falling through. It was like, yeah, I'll just borrow so-and-so's tent, and discovered, oh, they don't own a tent. Well, I'll just borrow so-and-so's tent. Oh, I can't borrow theirs either. Well, I'll just go here. Oh, can't go there. And all of this stuff. But we finally ended up making it work, because we connected with the right people who had the right size tent and told us the right places to go and all of that stuff for what we needed, which is basically a tent outside of a bathroom, indoor plumbing kind of bathroom in an outdoor place. But we finally go camping. My first camping experience besides being in my backyard. And the backyard incident actually, though, qualifies kind of as camping, because my parents' backyard is wooded. So it's not just like I'm out in the backyard and play set and stuff like that. And it was camping with friends. And some of them had to sleep next to the chicken coop I pity their souls.
Was I present at this event?
Yes, you were.
Yes, I was.
I don't know how well we knew each other back then.
Probably.
I know we
somewhat.
I think you.
How
drove
old were you
up
guys? Were you like, we're like 12.
Can I get away with
glasses and high wearing blue jeans and
I
pibbles?
Don't wear glasses.
We were.
I love that out of all that, I said I don't wear glasses.
Tucked in shirts. Like,
no, I don't think I was doing that.
Early 20s? I'm thinking this was 10 years ago.
Well, you're making us sound older than we are.
Long, long time ago.
Except that I'm 903, but.
Okay, wow. Mephibosheth.
Why or can I not remember? I don't,
here's the cripple.
What? Methuselah. Okay. I do not remember when this was. It was like 2002. So yeah, like 10 years. Yeah. Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Actually, 2003. Come to think of it.
Oh, you figured it out.
It was September of 2003, I think.
It was a Tuesday. No, not really. I know. It probably wasn't.
It was a dark and scary Tuesday.
We camped in the backyard, and it was not very comfortable. Like, I was sleeping on a twig or something that just did not...
Well, I'd have Daniel's a princess!
Ooh, yeah, he did have about 20 mattresses.
Are you writing that down as an episode title? Daniel's a princess.
A princess with a female voice.
Princess in the twig.
Not quite. But it just did not feel good. But what was good is the food the next morning was pretty good. This Mexican lady gave us a nice
lady.
Mexican lady gave us
a nice Mexican cooked meal of eggs and bacon. It was authentic Mexican cooking. She was Mexican, so it was authentic.
I don't know what to
tasted
say.
Tasted just like American breakfast too. It was amazing.
What?
Like, wow, you Mexicans bake just like us. Cook,
what is happening right now?
Oh my goodness.
So, and then we went canoeing because, we had to do something.
We
had to do something fun. So my first camping experience was not all that great. It was uncomfortable and humid, and I didn't have anything except, I think, a sleeping bag.
Oh my gosh, you were in your backyard.
Yes.
Well, I mean.
Well, back in the woods, and
it was
I can't
a little
remember
bit of a walk
whose
to the
tent.
House.
I slept in, but with someone else's tent, like shared a big tent with me. I can't
People
remember.
Stayed up late.
Yeah. We were playing like Mafia.
There wasn't a lot of sleeping.
That's what
that
you
happened.
Do when you go camping.
There was a lot of people attacking each other in the guy's tent anyway. And I don't, maybe there was more than one tent.
Well, apparently I missed the fun tent.
Yay. This is becoming my story too. Yeah. Yeah.
Jeremy.
A lot of people attacking people, and there wasn't a lot of sleeping that happened except for one person who had a cot, and he basically went to bed at 9 p.m. and slept the whole entire night. He was the only one rested enough for canoeing.
Wow. Was that the person whom we ended up hooking up with, the person that he married?
Yes.
Aha, that's who I thought it was. Yeah, that we introduced these two people, kind of connected them a bit, put them in the same canoe with each other, and they got married.
And then jumped over the canoe.
No doubt.
We now pronounce you dunked.
Oh, goodness.
Wow.
Yeah, but there were several years between, but we kind of did take part in putting them together a little bit. Maybe not quite that much. But do you have anything else, though, to add to that camping trip story?
Oh, let's see. It was the first time I ever played Mafia.
And we're not talking about Mafia Wars on Facebook.
No,
this
we're
is
not.
Like, this is before Facebook was public for other people with faces.
I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that game. Mafia.
It's. You sit like a mafia boss and click your mouse on something until you run out of money.
No, I'm talking about the real people game. Okay. I've only played it once and I was like, what's the point?
Well, it's kind of like fun. Euchre.
What? No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
Euchre is a card game and I don't understand.
So nothing
that.
Else to add to that story, Jeremy?
Not at the moment.
Okay, so jump forward now. About 8 or 9 years to the present, when I have promised Jenny that we would go camping.
We're in a time machine.
Yep.
So we...
I'm the sound effects guy.
We got a tent. We borrowed a tent and some other things from some people, and we went to this campground near some mountains and stuff.
Oh, we're there.
Yeah.
You hear the birds?
Okay. We killed all the wildlife.
We just gotta eat something.
While we're there setting up our tent, and we got there with plenty of daylight because I remember the story that
we
Jeremy
brought it
told.
With us, of course. Brought daylight with us.
Brought the daylight.
Yes. We took a really bright lamp.
I have no doubt.
Well, I learned my lesson based on what Jeremy told back in episode 28, which you can listen to Jeremy's camping story, Cloverfield Camping, over at cleancomedypodcast.com/28. But I learned that we should go while it's still daylight so the Cloverfield monsters can't come attack us.
Exactly.
While we're setting up our tent. So we got our tent set up. And a ranger comes by and he says, I see you have a small dog there. You might want to put the dog in the car, or don't leave your dog out because we do have wild animals around who will come and eat your dog.
By wild animals, we mean potentially a bear. We've got a freaking bear that will walk into your camp, eat your dog, and maybe you too.
But the dog is the only thing we're concerned about. Right.
So I didn't tell Jenny that because Jenny doesn't like our dog. So
I would have let the dog out.
Exactly.
I'm going to go let Lucy out for a little walk.
Whoops, she slipped her chain.
So we put our dog in the tent with us. And Jenny, feel free to jump in and add any stories here.
All right.
So I have this knowledge that there are wild animals who could eat a small dog. And also at some point we hear something in the woods.
Yeah. I wish I could imitate it. It sounded like a child screaming kind of, and then it sounded like an animal with like warbles and stuff in his voice.
So like a child eating an animal, maybe.
Wow.
It's like, whoa,
I thought
there's
somebody
an animal killing child out there.
I thought there was somebody. Oh, my. I thought there was somebody out in the woods, you know, trying to scare their friends by screaming like that. But no, it was an animal.
Or we think it might have been. Yeah.
How scary. Or
probably.
It was an animal.
Yeah. It was a zombie baby.
Bang, bang. That's what a zombie baby.
Bang, bang.
So we're camping, and there's the shower house. We camped real close to a shower house.
Yes, because I'm a sissy camper. I am not ashamed.
Some of these campgrounds actually have Wi-Fi for campers.
Please.
Isn't that funny?
I wish that I hadn't heard that.
That's kind of sad, but also kind of ridiculously funny.
That night, I'll jump forward because it's relevant to say, I did bring my iPad. So that night, we watched half of the Hunger Games while we were in our tent.
I'm still disappointed in that movie, but that's a different story for a different time. It's not even funny.
So I tell Jenny, you go shower, get ready first, and I'll clean up here at the campground and put stuff away because we just finished eating, making our dinner and all of that stuff. And reverse order though. So I thought, I don't want her to be out here alone, putting stuff away in the dark like this. So I'll put this stuff away. So
she might be mistaken for a small dog.
I'm not that small. I'm not even really small. Anyway, what was I going to say?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Sorry. So I decided to do the manly thing that I put my life in danger to clean up the campground. So when she got back, she could just go straight into the tent, wait for me there while I took my short 10 minute shower, whatever. So while she's away, I'm there and I hear another one of these screams.
Oh,
but it
I asked you if there were any more animal noises and you were like, no. Nope.
You know what? I might have this order.
Liar.
I might have the order of that slightly out of the way, but I thought I heard something here, there in the woods.
Everywhere?
So, heverlumps and woozles. So as I'm loading some things into the car, which is very close to where we were camping.
Apparently Sean Connery now is the narrator for Winnie the Pooh.
We had this fire rod or fire stick. The thing is made out of like solid wrought iron. And I would carry stuff in one hand to the car and holding this iron thing in the other hand, just waiting for something to jump out of the woods and try and attack me. And I had it all down. I had it figured out what I would do.
I just remembered what I was going to say. I'm glad you did that because I'm pretty much blind in the dark.
I know what this was, so remind me to tell you when it's convenient.
Okay.
You know what was.
Go ahead and what tell
the
it.
Okay.
What the animal was?
Well, see, it's getting to be colder. The camping season is slowing down, but the rangers are still there. He's bored. So he goes, keep your animal in the car because it might get eaten by whatever is out there that probably makes sounds that sound something like what I can make when I'm hiding in the bushes watching you walk around with a fire poker.
That's what it is. A fire poker. That's
it. He did also tell me not to wear red. Did that have anything to do with it?
Bad color. Bad color.
Those we do not speak of.
Except...
Did you go stand on a stump with your back to the woods?
You need to
with your arms
red.
Stretched out.
That's not how I pee.
Oh my goodness. That's so inappropriate right now.
Right now? I think it's always inappropriate. I don't ever want to know.
You've never seen The Village?
Oh, I have. But
that's
I mean, what
that's
said.
The game they play. They go anymore. And
they don't know.
They put their arms out in front of the woods with their back to the woods. Movie night.
Ah, okay. Yeah. The Village is a great movie for homeschoolers.
It's their brave game.
I don't understand.
I was a homeschooler, so I can say that.
What?
Oh, wait, I do understand.
You mean it's like all secluded and stuff and you're isolated from the rest of the world and therefore have underdeveloped social life.
No, I was thinking that homeschoolers aren't allowed to wear red. What were you thinking, Jenny?
I was thinking that wearing red means you don't turn into a werewolf at a full moon.
Possibly.
Oh! So,
certain red.
Jenny, anything else you think we should add to our camping story?
You mean your camping story? Because I have my own camping story.
Oh, okay. Then please tell
well,
your
camping.
Well,
I mean, I can add to it because we both went on the same camping story.
Because we still got some listener voicemails and emails to read.
Yes. Well, in the morning, I got ready and we were going to leave, but I do like to wear makeup while I'm camping. And that is considered shameful. I think there's like this woman code, this lady code.
Lady
to
code.
Never wear makeup while you're camping. Like it's goes against the code.
Pain.
I imagine.
I'm like, oh dear, I better fix this. But I was too late.
It's a guy code too.
Thanks,
we don't wear makeup.
You're welcome. There was this other woman in the bathroom putting makeup on. I was like, oh good. I have seen so many other girls come and go without any makeup on. I'm like, I feel so ashamed of myself. They're all standing there just tisking at me in their head and thinking, ugh, she's wearing makeup.
But then
and
you were disappointed
camping.
To realize that she was actually putting on war paint.
Yes, that's exactly what she was doing. But she had a good excuse. She was going to be leaving, and so were we. But anyway, I like to look nice. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed that I'm a sissy camper, and I'm not ashamed that I like to wear makeup while I go camping. There, I said it.
So what is your camping story from before the time that we went camping?
Oh, I've always had great experiences with camping, so they're not really funny. Oh, okay. I mean, they were just great. I mean, I went camping with my dad and his friend and his kids and all that. And yeah, it was a great, great time. We went camping in the Smokies.
And that's when your dad would walk around in the woods pretending to be a bear.
That's never happened
to me. He'd occasionally come and drag some campers out of their tents and eat them just for the fun of it.
Ew.
To help further the idea of the bear
My
thing.
Dad is not a cannibal. Just
but
saying.
He can sometimes sound like a bear. That's how we imitate his voice anyway.
I hate doors. Oh, your dad, if you're listening. I always said watching.
He's always watching.
Always watching.
Wazowski. I can't do it like she did.
Well,
Wazowski.
Now, unless we have any further camping stories to share.
No.
Let's get into our listener sent camping stories. Which is not that, but this.
Ring, ring. Hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
We are so thankful for the listeners who have sent in camping stories to feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com and called 903-231-2221. That information is in the show notes and the website and all of that over at cleancomedypodcast.com. Anyway, so you've heard enough of our voices for just a moment. So let's start with this message from Rose is Dancing for Christ.
Hey, this is Heather. I'm here to share my camping story. So I was about 6 years old, and my friend was having sleepover in her backyard. We were doing the whole camping thing. And there was about four of us girls. And it just started to rain, more so pour. So the parents decided to tear down the tent and set it up in their basement. And I mean, at that age, that tent looked huge to me in my mind, but for it to fit in the basement, it couldn't have been that big. But since it was in the house, the girl's little brother and his friend was allowed to stay in the tent with us. And I was never allowed co-ed dwellings, which carries to today. And so we decided that I would go home and come back the next morning and hang out with the girls. So apparently when I went home, the one little boy had gone to his home and her little brother was allowed to sleep in the tent. And when one of the girls woke up, he was face to face with her and he attacked her and he tried to kiss her and the girls were ticked off. So they decided they were going to get their revenge, which is right when I came back the next day. So they put him in the tent all by himself and they took lanterns around the edge and they tilted them towards the tent. You know, so if you passed in front of it, it would cast a shadow to the inside. And they put on crazy costumes. Okay, me too. We did feather boas. We had face masks and just anything crazy we could think up. And we made the creepiest noise our little brains could come up with. And we danced all around the tent until he just started crying and bawling. Because, I mean, he was probably 4 years old. I kind of felt bad that I was doing that. So I decided I would go in the tent and sit with him. And how do I solve it, my six-year-old little brain? I decided to teach him about the power of prayer. And if he just prayed hard enough, all the bad things would go away. Poor kid. I think we messed him up. He believed in the boogeyman till he was like 12 years old. But anyhow, I think it's a little funny. Hope you did as well. That's my camping story. Thanks. Bye.
Wow. Well, that puts a whole new spin on attacking and trying to kiss. He was four. And he also probably didn't believe in the boogeyman so much as the boogie woman.
The boogie sister.
The boogie girl.
The boogeyman is real and she's my sister.
Wow, episode title.
Thank you, Heather, for sending in that message.
I think we're laughing and you're typing it. We probably won't stop laughing until we're done typing it.
That's true.
We received this email in from Anne Marie saying, "Hi, the Ramen Noodle crew. Listening to some of the older episodes, I am almost completely caught up now, reminded me a story of my childhood. My parents enjoyed camping, so as me and my brothers were growing up, we would travel around Europe for our summer vacation. Camping in Europe," I guess this should be read in a British accent.
Oh, no!
No, I won't. "Camping in Europe is not quite the same as in the U.S., I have been told. Yeah, in the... I won't... We have shower houses here, like indoor plumbing for outdoor campers. Our family owned a travel trailer, which we would use. This one holiday, we went to..."
It's better than one you don't use.
"We went to Luxembourg for 2 weeks. I believe they call that a fortnight in England."
Why am I thinking of Michael Scott from The Office right now?
What?
I don't know. It just sounded... Anyway, go on.
"We had unhooked the travel trailer and put it in its place and set up the tent that is attached to the trailer as well. We as kids were equipped to set up our own tents and were free to go and roam about after that. Campgrounds in Europe have lots of facilities like a pool, a clubhouse, a mini mart, etc. Yeah, completely different from out here. My brothers and I were wandering around when we passed this little stall selling waffles in different shapes. I decided to buy one in a beehive shape. When I got back to our trailer, I sat down and took a big bite of it. And as I did this, my dad pointed out that I was eating a candle.
What?
The stall that was selling waffles was also selling candles. Both items were the same color and the texture, and both looked the same. I have to tell you that I was quite disappointed with my purchase.
That's awesome.
From Anne Marie.
Did you say waffles?
Yes.
Waffles? How can waffles be mistaken for candles?
This is Europe.
And they don't necessarily sell the waffles hot.
Yes, but
oh yeah,
waffles are round. Candles
not necessarily
are tall.
They said that. Well, she said they had them in all different shapes.
Oh, so she bought a waffle candle.
She yeah.
Interesting.
A beehive.
I would think if if there was a little piece of wick sticking out of it, I would assume that it's probably not edible. I could be wrong. I mean,
ew.
Show me something that is edible that has a wick sticking out of it.
You know, I'm actually pretty hungry for a candle right now. So could you pass me that one?
Well, yeah, we've got two choices here. You've got a choice of sweet nectar
and hodgepodge. We have a hodgepodge candle.
Hodgepodge,
because we melted a whole bunch of candles that were low.
Oh, but that one's homemade, right?
Nope.
Oh well.
Well, we just heated it and poured into one.
It's leftovers.
Jar.
You can call it leftovers.
Leftover candle.
Yeah. So it's got like bacon and strawberries and cinnamon.
But
and
what kind of scent is that thing gonna be?
It smells.
It's going to be.
It can smell like good. Everything.
It's right? Smorgasbord night. That's what we should call that candle.
Borg.
We also received this email from Thomas with a tip for setting up camp. He said, the loaded minivan pulled into a campsite. Four children leaped from the vehicle and began feverishly, unloading gear and setting up the tent. The boys rushed to gather firewood while the girls and their mother set up the camp stove and cooking utensils. A nearby camper marveled to the youngster's father. That, sir, is some display of teamwork. The father replied, I have a system. No one goes to the bathroom until the camp is set up.
Oh, my.
Wow.
From Thomas.
That's cruel and unusual.
That's
well,
great.
It's at least unusual.
It works. Which counts. This is from Aslan for King. He says, hey guys, I heard a funny story from my friend Belinda.
Belinda.
She told me about one time when she and her husband, Steve, it's Steve and Belinda. Okay, great. In case we ever need to meet them. Went camping here in Florida during the summer, which if you know anything about Florida, it's humid and moist outside 360 days of the year. The other five are nice weather. They had pitched a tent. Now, I think this is a very biblical story because recently we were talking about Noah and the ark, and we talked about the pitch, how he pitched it within and without with pitch. So I think that's what they mean here with the tent. They pitched the tent. They put tar all over the tent.
Oh, gosh.
To kind of help seal it in case there was a flood.
No.
I think we might have to pitch you.
They had
we'll pitch his
also
mouth.
Feather.
They
just
had
pitch
pitched,
his mouth.
They had pitched a tent, finished their campfire toasting and songs, and had drifted off to slumberland. Well,
aww.
Nature called Belinda in the middle of the night, and so she fumbled
ring,
in the...
Ring, hello.
Bettina.
Belinda. Oh, you've got to watch Muppets Christmas Carol. Nature called Belinda in the middle of the night, and so she fumbled in the dark for her flashlight. Until I don't know how that's going to help.
Oh, it'll help.
Finally finding it, she flipped it on to find the door to the tent, and lo and behold, see, they're getting biblical here. Lo and behold, she finds that the ceiling of the tent was covered with slimy green tree frogs.
Ah, what?
There weren't just 5 to 6 of them. There had to be...
You mean the inside of the tent?
The ceiling of the tent. So that sounds like, yeah, the inside. There weren't just 5 to 6 of them. There had to have been 50 to 60 of those little slimy guys.
Imagine the frog pee that's raining down on them.
Oh, gosh.
Toadstools.
Yeah, but imagine how fun it would be to stand inside the tent and...
I just got what you said, Daniel. Toadstools.
Ew. Princesses.
This is inside the tent. He said... 50 to 60 of those little slimy guys chilling inside that tent.
Oh, inside?
Yeah.
They're probably just soaking up the body heat.
Sliming it up. After much panicking and a little freaking out, they didn't have to go to the bathroom anymore. No.
Oh, Daniel.
They decided to sleep in the van that night.
No doubt.
This is like... This is very biblical here. They even had a plague of frogs in their tent.
I think I would have ended up in the van as well if that had happened.
And there are frogs there too.
Frogs in the ovens, you know, frogs in the van.
I've never seen a horror movie made with cute little frogs. Someone needs to make that. I don't watch many cute horror frogs. Movies, but yeah.
They've made scary movies with cute little children.
Oh, awkward.
I'm sure they could do it with cute little frogs.
Keep up the awesome from Aslan for King. Thank you so much,
Aslan. Oh, Cow in the chat room is asking, did we eat ramen noodles while camping?
We didn't bring any with us.
We didn't.
Except me.
We should have.
Jenny should have eaten you.
What?
Then,
or you both could have eaten you if you did it strategically.
If we pretended to be bears.
Oh, gosh.
And then we eat the dog. But
I think if you were to eat something like your own finger, it should just grow back. Because, I mean, it's you eating you. So it should just sort of, the cells are all there. They should just
Jeremy, I think you should test this theory on yourself.
No.
You are what you eat.
You were the one that brought it up. No. Just saying.
We also got this voicemail in about a camping story. From
camping stories. Hey guys,
I don't know who.
I hope everyone's here, and I hope Vegan isn't dead.
I'm not.
My funny camping story came when I was a little kid. My name's John. And
oh, it's John.
When I was a little kid.
Hey John.
My grandfather. We used to always go out and camp in Tennessee, and he went to the creek one time. We're trout fishing and camping, and he's cooking on supper, and he passed him the grandpa. Can I go out and fish near the creek? He's like, sure thing, son. Just don't fall in the lake. I'm like, I won't. So I begin to start running down, and I'm going down this little hill. Well, apparently, erosion has caused this root to come out of the ground.
And, yeah, blame erosion.
Well, splat. There goes me, straight in the creek. So my grandfather goes, John, are you okay? Yeah. What happened? I fell in the creek. Yeah, that was a great story. Mm-hmm. That was a great story. That was the same year that he made a toilet out of wood. And I told him I wasn't going to be doing it because I didn't want to get a splinter in my butt. Anyway, guys, love the podcast. You can call me for that.
So much,
JJ.
A toilet out of wood.
Thank you very much.
You should have pitched the toilet. Pitched it.
It'd be sticky then. And
I just had a mental picture that was somewhat funny.
I've heard a camping story, something similar. This came from Jeremiah, who shared his first time camping story with us. He says, so one time I was camping all alone. I got there in the late morning and was ready to tough it. I wanted the full experience, so I didn't take anything or buy firewood. No cheating.
The first thing I decided to do was collect wood for the fire and stuff like that, but I needed shelter. There had been dangerous animal sightings nearby, very similar, I think, to our campground, except at ours, we can't collect firewood. I made a little hut with pieces of wood and went inside. It was dark and I wanted the whole experience. I went and killed a pig, and since I didn't have a big enough fire to cook meat or anything to hold the pork with, I ate it raw for supper.
I know where this night is going. Night came
quickly, and soon it was very dark out. I began hearing creepy noises outside, so I turned on some peaceful music. I heard more noises outside, and the moon was full. I couldn't sleep with the creepy stuff outside, so I was awake all night. Finally, it was dawn. Wow. And it felt like I had been waiting forever. I began to hear a burning noise and thought, forest fire! But when I looked outside, these zombies and skeletons were burning. So I looked around and this green bush started hissing at me and growing. So I pressed escape on my keyboard and changed the difficulty level to peaceful. I was playing Minecraft for the first time in survival mode.
Cheater.
Cheater.
From Jeremiah.
Jeremiah the cheater. That was good. We like Minecraft stories.
Yeah.
I guess.
So, yeah, and you know what we'd like even more is donations to keep our Minecraft server online, because we're going to have to shut it down after tonight. Because, yeah, November, we don't have any donations for it. You can PayPal donations to mail@noodle.mx if you'd like to support the Minecraft server.
That was the sound of it shutting down, by the way.
Boom. Boom. You can also vote for us in the podcast awards over at podcastawards.com. Under comedy, vote for the ramen noodle. Under entertainment, vote for One's Podcast. And under technology, vote for the Audacity to Podcast. And I'll have a video up on the website soon showing you how to do this. So probably by the time you hear this, if you've downloaded the podcast episode, probably when you hear this, you can go to cleancomedypodcast.com/podcastawards to see the new video about how you can support us by voting for us every day starting November 1st through November 15th. Please vote every day for our three podcasts in the awards, and we would really be grateful. I think we really have a chance with a couple of them, so we'd love to receive those votes. And we will, Jenny and I, at least, we will be in Vegas at the awards ceremony.
Viva
Las
Vegas!
Wow.
And also check out the website over at cleancomedypodcast.com. Leave us ratings and reviews in iTunes. We love those ratings and especially written reviews. You can jump straight to that by going to cleancomedypodcast.com/iTunes and leave a review there. And you can get the show notes and see these stories that people have sent in over at cleancomedypodcast.com/129. And follow us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis, and you can follow me at Twitter. Let's try that again. Twitter.com/TheRamenNoodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin. You can follow me at Twitter.com/Phlegon. That's Phlegon. I had to change something, and that was just a fail, but I did it. I did it. So there you go. Who are you?
I'm Jenny, and you can follow me at twitter.com/Jenny's Nook. That's JennySnook.
Jenny. So next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because you're not the only one. Thanks for listening.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be
The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcasts to make you think, laugh, and succeed at noodle.mx. Seriously, you will not succeed unless you listen to our podcasts over at noodle.mx.
Scandalous.